This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Durden Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. That is 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, and the YouTubes. Good morning. Hope everybody is out there.
Fantastic.
Feeling fantastic. How's Jason Minnix feeling now, huh?
How's Scoot working out for you? No, I'm kidding.
Actually, no, you're kidding. We're tied. And he's good. At 31. Minnix, take that. A lot to get to in the second hour. One listener saying you shouldn't ever listen to Mel Kiper's thoughts on the NFL. I don't listen to Mel Kiper's thoughts. I don't follow anything Mel Kiper does. Anytime Mel Kiper is on my television to do a hit on the draft, or if he's ever featured on a podcast I may listen to, yeah, I'm out. I just want Mel Kiper to freak out. That's what I want. I want Mel Kiper screaming to me about a prospect he loves that the other NFL teams are like, eh, thanks but no thanks. That's all I need. That's all I need from Mel Kiper Jr. A lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program. We will talk with Ryan Clark of OregonLive.com, covering the Oregon Ducks. They got quite the pickup yesterday, the number one quarterback in the class of 2027, and their spring games this weekend. We haven't talked to our buddy Ryan in a long time. So Ryan Clark's going to hop on at 7:30.
I wonder how much dirt is out because of he's sick or he's out celebrating that they got this pick. I don't know.
You might be onto something here.
That might be
the number one quarterback in the class of 2027. They just barely missed out on. Remember, Dante Moore was the last big one, I think, for them. And then he just randomly went to UCLA, and now he's since the quarterback at Oregon. They got this one. And there's been tells for years that this kid was going to choose Oregon. We just didn't know about it. And I have audio proof, so we'll get to that coming up today. Surprising news out of the world of college football. And we will discuss the NFL draft. We also have some interesting matchups in the NBA tonight that I want to talk about. Before we get going, though, on the old social media tease, I want to remind you guys to join us June 23rd as Toyota presents the Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Foursomes are on sale now, the morning and the afternoon round. You got to hop on that at 1051thefan.com by just clicking on the Fan Golf Classic logo. It's where you can register your foursome. We'll be hanging out at the infamous Angels Envy Bourbon Par 3, the sixth hole, the volcano hole of Langdon Farms. You've got Isaac Atsouk, Luke, Danny, and Patrick, and we'll be all hanging out there on June 23rd. After both rounds, of course, we'll be fed by our great friends out at Matt's Barbecue, which you look forward to that every year. The brisket is fantastic. Fan Golf Classic presented by Toyota, also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson Daughter Windows and Doors, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Maestro Dobel Tequila, your neighborhood restaurant group, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, Ely Gal Mezcal, and Window Nation. Boom. 1051thefan.com. We had dirty little tease by the social media team of the Portland Trailblazers. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Now, I was 2 hours behind on seeing it, but I saw it.
Yep, I saw it.
And if you missed it, because you have a life and you're not addicted to social media, first of all, good for you.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
don't
get out
down
of
that
it.
Well.
It's awful for your mental health. But let me fill you in because I am on it. So the Blazers sent out this slow-mo video of Dame Lillard walking out of the tunnel in San Antonio with a basketball. He didn't get some shots up. He's in, you know, a hoodie and he's got the do-rag on and he's just out there getting shots up. And all the Blazers put as the caption, wide-eyed emoji. Now, Brandon, what would that, you think, do to a fan base who is happy to have their beloved icon face a franchise guy back in the city after having to trade him away 2 years ago? What would that do to a fan base?
I think they're trying to get everybody off of Tom Dundon and start talking about something else. So
they're gonna
bring that video out.
I like that theory.
Hey, remember this guy?
Hey,
this guy?
We still have
him.
Don't
think about the guy upstairs. Think about this guy that might play.
Dude, that's a great theory. I gotta be honest with you. It's probably the most logical answer. I hadn't even considered it. I thought, here's my takeaway. I see it and I'm like, oh, red meat. Okay. And then you jump in and everybody's super excited. And I'm not here to crap on your excitement. Be excited about what you want to be excited about. My big takeaway is I thought initially, I don't think he's going to play. No. And he has his, one of his guys like in his circle is a guy named Nate Jones. If you find him on Twitter, he gives stuff out there all the time on this. And he was basically telling people he's not playing. Now, maybe that's also like misleading, but mm-hmm. I'm going to believe that he's not playing. I believe that they don't want to play him this year. I took it as, do we see him come out in the warm-up? Do we see him sitting on the bench in a uniform, in a warm-up situation, never playing,
right,
but just being there and having like, dude, imagine this scene. It's 7:30. The Moda Center is hosting its first playoff game really since 2019 to a full capacity. This place is going to be buzzing. Victor Wembanyama is out. It's officially ruled out. The concussion's going to take him out. Okay? Portland's coming out for the lineup. Mace is ready to say, here come. And the crowd that's buzzing off of adrenaline and booze is there. And who do they show running out in the back of that line?
Yep.
Damian Lillard.
Yep.
What is that building going to be when they run out just to do the layup line and he's out there? Now, again, I don't think he's going to play.
No.
I think at best that's what the situation is. He's out there in the warm-up. Wouldn't be shocked either if that's not what happened and you end up being right. That this is a, hey, look over here. Look at this situation.
Go to this distraction more than the other distraction.
Let's get off old Tommy Two Nickels here. Let's stop talking about that. And let's just highlight the fact that Dame Lillard exists in a Portland uniform again. That is very likely, but I also could see my scenario happening because the Moda Center would be insane. It would be beyond loud.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of wondering if that's the angle they're going with, but to your point, it could just be a huge look over here. Let's stop talking about our owner being a cheapskate.
Yeah. So my other part-time job outside of being here is I am on the game ops staff for the Portland Trailblazers. So I have been at the Moda Center for every game this year. I have seen, you know, I'm there 3 hours before tip. I've seen Dame putting up shots up.
He gets one,
yeah. He does some workout stuff. I've seen that multiple times this season. Nope, there's no idea that he's, you know, not a thought in my mind of, oh, he might play eventually this year. Not a thought in my mind, even after the three-point cut. Not happening.
Which was a cool moment.
That's a great moment.
Yeah.
That's a great moment. I want that to be his signature moment of the year. I don't need him to come into this playoffs and, one, messing up the chemistry of what the team has going right now. I think he's been such a good mentor for these guys. He doesn't need to be on the floor. I think I like him as kind of that second mentor, that second set of eyes that can give those young guys the information and the advice that they need in the moment, especially with the playoffs and a lot of these guys not being in those moments. But I've seen Dame putting up shots in the stadiums enough to know that's It's not going to happen. You can drink the Kool-Aid all you want.
Let us drink Kool-Aid, Brandon. Why are you crapping on our Kool-Aid?
You can drink the Kool-Aid all you want. It's great to see that he's moving around. He's getting more reps in. He's getting right for next season, not this season. So it's great, but keep the Blazer goggles off.
First of all, I don't know how long you've been here. Goggles ain't coming off.
Oh, no.
Okay? Second of all, this listener is exactly just echoing what you're saying to a certain extent. They've been posting him shooting all season.
Yep.
This post is nothing new / different.
Yep.
I've seen the posts of him shooting. We know he warms up and he gets out there.
I think I was more concerned about, is he in San Antonio, as in this has happened 2 days ago, or are you pulling video from 2 months ago?
When they were in San Antonio. That's actually funny. We have a timestamp on it. Did anybody see the T-shirts in the back? Are they on the chairs?
Right.
Look, largely probably much ado about nothing. To your point, why don't you look over here?
Yeah.
Like, that absolutely would make sense, right? We had Adam Silver have to come out and be like, I've seen no evidence of him being cheap. And it's like, here's four articles of sourcing saying he's super cheap. Dude, I was out at basketball practice yesterday. And to the point of, hey, it's playoff time. They just won game two. And people were asking, like, hey, man, how's it been going? I'm like, pretty good. Blazers in the playoffs. And it's almost universally morphed into that owner, though. You can be out there and be super tired of the topic. I'm with you. I've told a lot of listeners that DM or reach out, yo, I don't like doing it. I've done like four shows on it.
Right.
I'm tired too. It's the topic, and it's crazy because they're tied 1-1 back home. Maybe a Wimby-less Spurs team is coming in here, and it just feels like the big topic for most people is Tommy Cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Two Nickels, El Cheapo, is a huge topic for people. So I try to escape it, and sometimes I can't because, dude, the story and reporting, and you guys all know where I sit. I don't need to go over that again.
Yeah.
It's almost in a weird way rocking the community,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Blazers being in the playoffs, it tends to feel like it's taking things over. We were talking to people yesterday, some of our coworkers yesterday, about the NFL draft. And the NFL draft is going to get like 8 to 11 million viewers tonight. It's going to rate the best. It's going to rate better than maybe any NBA game, the whole playoffs,
sure.
including finals,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
That's not shocking. But what's interesting is when you have in this market, not super passionate diehard Blazer fan, but big football fan, and it's like, yeah, thought this was NFL draft week.
Yeah.
No, it's Blazer playoff week, and Tommy Two Nickels is cheap week is what it's become. And so because of how super hyper-focused we are on the Blazers, it's not even so much about the playoffs. Although I think our show, I can only speak for our show, we're trying to focus on the game stuff mm-hmm. because some of the other Tommy Two Nickels stuff, there's nothing we can do about it. Like there's... It's all just been sourcing and hearsay, and yeah, some things have been actually that have happened, but we're not to the off season yet. We don't know who the coach is going to be, so like, there's still stuff to sort out before we give like more opinion on.
Right.
But I can't believe how much it's taken over the narrative of, yo, Tom Dundon is just an absolute cheap dirtbag versus the Blazers are tied coming back to Portland. It's been eye-opening to me as somebody that's had to talk about it. I'm never surprised that people care about the juicy gossip stuff. It's more just like when bringing up the Blazers organically of, hey, man, how about the playoffs, huh? It always has morphed into, at least the last few days, Tom Dundon, though.
And
I'm
like,
cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know what to add to the conversation anymore. It's like I've talked about it, all of it. But people are still thinking about it. It's been a bit of a takeover for them. And that's the unfortunate thing that I would say that we can get to next is I understand the concerns, and there's some media members in the market that I've communicated with that are far more in the scared zone, not for themselves, but just the overall health of the organization. And I don't agree with all of the opinion out there. But the fact that this story is taken over the actual games is the part for me as somebody doing this that I'm not huge on. I understand that it's juicy, it's sexy, it certainly is of interest to everybody. But the Blazers are the 7th seed, and they're tied with a team 20 games better than them, and that team's best player, which is the best player in the series, might be out for Game 3 and maybe Game 4. We don't even know when he's coming back.
Yeah.
So I talk about that on the other side of allowing the disruption of Tom Dundon's cheapness to overtake the actual playoff games. We can get to that coming up next. Ryan Clark at the bottom of the hour. We roll on hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague, on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan text line is 503-864-6326. That's where you can text in. Ah, Neil. Hope you're enjoying the playoffs, buddy. The Crown Zone, putting a roster together that might be able to pull off the upset against the two-seeded San Antonio Spurs. Game 3 tomorrow. We have a lot to discuss with the game itself. May get a guest or two on to discuss it. Somebody says, a sports radio, don't be a party pooper. He could play. Damian Lillard could play. To which I said, I don't want to be a party pooper. But his guy is on social media being a party pooper like he
ain't
playing.
I'm not pooping on any party. If anything, I am praising the social media guy who put that post together, knowing what he was trying to do, and he succeeded.
Well, you want to talk about a distraction from, hey, don't look over here at Tommy Two Nickels. I'll just reiterate, if you can do the three-point contest and win it, you can suit up, sit at the end of the bench knowing you're not playing a second, but come out there and get the Moda Center absolutely into a frenzy. I mean, you're going to be there for the game. Yeah. I can't imagine what you're going to tell us in terms of if he is seen in a warm-up going through the layup line. Even though I don't think he's going to play.
No.
That building is going to be insane.
If that is the other plan that the Blazers had outside of t-shirts, then congratulations, you're going to cause a storm in that Moda Center on Friday.
So I saw the Portland Gear. Remember that? That's the local company. They said they were going to make shirts for fans because we're not getting t-shirts. We don't know what we're getting, by the way, but we're not getting t-shirts. I saw them post a video yesterday, and look, the shirt's not awful. What is it? I think it's a Rip City Rising is what it had in, like, font, and obviously you're not going to have a logo on there. But then I saw, and I understand that time, you're pressed, it's not easy in any way. This is not a criticism, but I saw that they're only making 200 of them. Like, if people, I think at 10 a.m. is when they open. So right as we sign off the show, they open their doors, and if you have a ticket, they'll give you a shirt. And you only get one. Like, if you have two tickets, but you're only one person there, you only get one shirt.
Right.
You can't get two shirts for two tickets. And I just thought, what if the people getting those shirts all are sitting in different sections? 200 in a 19-plus-thousand-seat arena? I'm going to see, like, one guy Not that it's a bad, I'm not trying to knock it. It's not an awful shirt. And I know that time is tough to turn and burn that many shirts. I just saw it was 200. I'm like, well, if they're all in a different area, it's like, I can really tell that's some unique shirt,
it's
you know?
Be, where's the shirt? Where's Waldo type of situation?
It's going to be more of that situation. So I appreciate the effort by a local company to try to hop on and do something. But the 200 number, I was like, well, hopefully not all in the 300, the 200, the 100, and all opposite ends of the Moda Center.
Right.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm already excited about it. And, you know, for me, because my cousin texted and was like super exhausted by the topic. Dude, imagine how I feel. Right. Like I'll read the pieces when they come out about them. But we had the Ramona Shelburne piece. We didn't really get into that because it's just a retread version of the Tiago splitter conversation.
Right.
And all my point is, because I think one listener's right, like we're in a weird spot where it's exciting. It's fun. This team just won a road playoff game at a place they've never in the history of their organization won. You realize what that team has done in our lifetimes? They've won 5 championships. They've won the lottery every time they've needed to win the lottery. They got David Robinson. And then, I'm hurt. To give themselves more ping pong balls, they kind of started doing the tanking thing. Who'd they get out of it? Well, they won it, and they got Timmy Duncan. Then they add Ginobili and Parker. And, now we suck again. What are we going to do? Well, DeMar DeRozan's only taking us to the play-in. What are we going to do? You know what? Let's tank. And then they tank again. Who do they get? They get the freak French alien. Like, they've been lucky every time. And they got 5 titles. We're jealous of the success that organization has. And here we are. That dude bangs his head on the ground. It's scary. It's terrifying. And we win game 2. And we're in the spot. Like, we're coming back. It's the first real home full playoff game in a long time for us. And I don't blame anybody for caring, but this listener is saying, like, we're kind of alienating this dude. Like, I don't think it's kind of. I think it's absolutely. And now we're in the middle of the state has approved funds, but now you got these city council members that are now coming out and like, I don't know if the county's going to be giving you this money, buddy. And so now we're in a financial fight of, are we going to use tax dollars to fund the renovation to the Moda Center? Is the lease only going to be 20 years? Or are we going to say, look, we're giving you X amount of hundreds of millions of dollars. You're going to sign a 30-year lease. Like, there's a negotiation that needs to happen there, and that process is ugly. But with all of that, plus the stories, plus the media members that are writing all the articles and loudly telling you how much of a dumpster this is within, like, what, the first month or two, it's noisy. And to your point, like, the Dame stuff is very well just a distraction of, hey, look over here. Remember Damian Lillard? He makes you happy. Calm down. Yeah. Shield Tiles on social media, like, making you can't put this on puns to T-shirt references. And people are just like, shut up, nerd. It's a weird time, man. I'm excited that they're in the playoffs. We've had the tank, no tank conversation. You know where all our opinions are at on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here now, right? Like, yeah. I knew they weren't going to tank out and try to get that pick. I knew they were going to make it. I didn't like the play-in competition. The pick conveyed. They're done. They're in the playoffs. They're 7 seed. They've tied the series against a damn good basketball team who may now be without their star. So it's just a really odd time that you'd think when the moment they'd get back to this spot. Think of all the tanking years we've gone through. And all it'd be about is the ball. We could raise some antennas up, the alarms about old Tommy Two Nickels.
Sure.
But it's grabbed all of it, and it's just overcome the conversation about the playoff. And you could very well say, well, you control that. No doubt. I'm observing how much in my life outside of doing the radio show, it's taken over. Because we joked about it a little bit yesterday with the jokes on social media and whatnot. We didn't really talk about it.
Right.
We talked all about the game 2.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's going to be a lot of game 3.
As it should be.
As
and
it should
be. Game 4, because we're not going to be here till Monday.
You know what? That's a weird situation we're going to be in tomorrow. So you're right. And I don't blame people for the gossip. There's a lot of gossip that happens in society. There's a reason reality television rates so well. But it's just a fascinating look, I think, from an observation standpoint of being in a good series, tight, Scoot's playing well, Denny's, you know, raised the bar of his play, and It's Tommy Two Nickels almost daily for a lot of media outlets. So we'll get to the game tomorrow and talk about it. But the Blazers send out a tease of old Damian Lillard shooting jump shots in San Antonio. Let's pivot out from the Blazers and the Tommy Two Nickels. Let's go to Eugene. Some massive news down in Eugene yesterday, and they have a spring game this weekend. Ryan Clark will join the radio program next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in the next 3 to 4 years, I will be committing to the University of Oregon.
That is the commitment yesterday. I know it's hard to hear. Very quiet talker. That new quarterback commit, Will Mensel, is. But you heard the crowd reaction there. Yesterday evening, Will Mensel, the 27 number one quarterback in the class, committed to the University of Oregon, down to just a couple schools. And we probably should have seen it coming given some video that emerged from Will Mensel being a lot younger at an NFL draft. And we'll get to that coming up. But joining us now to discuss that, some of the players going into the draft tonight expected to hear their name. And we got a spring game is our great friend Ryan Clark. OregonLive.com is where you can find all his great work, including talking about the Ducks landing the nation's top quarterback in a major recruiting win. Good morning, Ryan. How are we doing?
Doing well. You know, just got a new tattoo yesterday, so I'm vibing.
Oh, what's... Okay. What's the tattoo?
We got a morel mushroom on the right arm, so adding to the... adding to the many random tattoos that have very little to do with one another on that right arm. So, yeah.
Now, why the right arm? Just out of curiosity, somebody who has tattoos only on his left arm. Why the right arm?
Well, you know, some NBA players will just get the tats strictly for buckets on the arm they don't shoot with. That's not the case for me. I am right-handed, and I don't get buckets, so I don't have to worry about that. But it's just filling out a sleeve at this point, and eventually... maybe I will get to the left arm.
Dude, same here. And eventually you and I will both buy more flannel than we'll know what to deal with. And we'll be settling at a coffee shop and be the most Portland people of all time. To your point as well, like when people ask why one arm, not the other, I literally always say, well, this is the shooting hand. I can't touch the shooting arm. I'm not putting it on the right. So we go with the left. All right. Well, you're dealing with some tattoo pain day two. But you were able to type out the story of five-star dual-threat quarterback Will Mensel. Pretty big one. I circled this one last week, and then we caught wind of when and what time he was going to make the announcement. I saw it. Now, look, he's a high school kid that's going to college. Not all of them are going to be super loud and over the top with it. There with his family, his classmates and whatnot, announcing that he's choosing Oregon, the number one quarterback in the country, according to On3 Rivals. And number six by 24/7 Sports, which is a very odd separation there. But what do we make of Will Mensel choosing Oregon over Penn State and Auburn. He's 6'3", 200 pounds.
Yeah, I think that there's a narrative that exists that Oregon, rightfully so, given what they've done in the last few years, is just, you know, plumbing the transfer portal for their quarterbacks. A guy like Will Menzel might go to Oregon, but will he stay there? Will he be a future starter? I think that all signs in this recruiting process for him point to him being a serious part of the future for Oregon after the Dylan Raiola era is over. There's a lot of things that have to happen between now and then. He has to live up to that billing, but this is a guy that plays for a powerhouse school in Chandler High School down in Arizona. Being an Arizona State guy, some of my early opportunities as a sports journalist were covering high school football games, and that is a serious program that has developed NFL talent out of Chandler. And you watch him, you watch his highlights. This guy is a prototypical Oregon quarterback. He makes quick decisions, and not just in, you know, what ice cream flavor he likes, vanilla or chocolate, but on the field. He makes really quick decisions. He has nice touch. He's got the build. He's got a thick neck. You know, he's a guy that that absolutely can play the quarterback position at a high level. Really impressed by, you know, his highlights, the interviews I've seen with him, and he seems to fit the bill of a guy that, yes, you know, in a couple of years, let's say Raiola is the starter for a year or two, this could be the next guy after Raiola.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because they land him, and there was a lot of intel that he might be leaning Oregon. I know everybody does that, like, crystal ball stuff. And then we end up getting a video, coincidentally, from 2019 NFL Draft where they have somebody that will say your name and your school, your dream school, or where you're going to college, and then they'll announce you as the number one pick. He, as a kid, chose Oregon. And I hadn't seen this until after the commitment. Had we seen this, I think it would have been a real easy tell, but a lot of people – we're trending towards Oregon. You add in the note here on the article about him. He's the ninth player for the 2027 recruiting class. And I find this a very interesting thing because when we talk about recruiting for college, major college programs, you always hear Florida, Texas, California, right? Those are the three kind of juggernauts. And then you've got obvious other states with big talent. So they've got an edge rusher that's a four-star, Rashad Streets, North Carolina. They've got Cameron Pritchett, edge rusher, Alabama. Defensive lineman, Zane Rowe, Texas. Four-star cornerback, Akeem Hall from Alabama. Josiah Molden, right in our backyard in West Lynn. He's a legacy. A four-star running back in Kadarius McMiller from Texas. And a three-star offensive lineman, Avery Michael from California. And a kid from Utah, and now a kid from Arizona. Just what the recruiting profile, it's no longer like just set in stone certain pockets. I think for a program like Oregon, you just look all over the map at this point now for Dan Lanning and his staff.
Yeah, their national recruiting footprint is massive at this point. And, you know, there's also the narrative out there of, oh, it's the NIL. You know, they're just coming in with a bag of money and they can go in wherever and get anybody. That's not true. It's about the winning that they've had the last few years. It's about the, you know, it's cliche, but it's the culture that Lanning has established. And the opportunity for young guys to play early. You look at, you know, a guy like DeCorian Moore coming in as a freshman being a difference maker, and guys at other positions who have been freshmen, who have been redshirt freshmen, sophomores, getting in and being able to play alongside elite players and play in big games. That matters. And, you know, the NIL thing is certainly a component, and that's why Oregon and other, you know, national championship contenders are consistently in the mix for these guys. But Dan Lanning has built out his staff in such a way that their national recruiting footprint is on par with anybody in the country, and they're consistently having top five recruiting classes because of it.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark, our guest here, OregonLive.com. The Ducks land the number one quarterback in the class of 2027 in Will Menzel. Now, your coworker, I thought, brought up and made an interesting article, which is kind of where my mind goes. I think a lot of people's goes in this modern world of NIL, transfer portal, college football. Will he even be a quarterback for Oregon? Like, 27's, you know, far out from now, and I know it'll fly right by and he'll be in Eugene before we know it. But you mentioned Raiola right there. Is, you know, when you get these five-star guys, are they're all kind of trend towards you got to play him right away and they got to play as true freshmen, and very rarely do they even succeed. Is he sitting a year? Like, what do we know about Will Menzel and Will he be willing to sit if they go the veteran route for one season? Or is this a situation you think Lanning kind of turns it over and says, I'll take my lumps. I find it hard to believe personally, but I'll take my lumps and play a true freshman because he's the five-star number one quarterback. Like, how they handle, I think, that given all the sample sizes of other programs getting the five-star quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think this kid would have committed to Oregon if he didn't know that, you know, the opportunity is there for him to compete down the line. I don't think that he's a guy that committed with the idea like, hey, I'm a true freshman. I'm going to start here and I need these sort of guarantees or you know, the opportunity even, because for all intents and purposes, Dylan Raiola is the next starter for Oregon after Dante Moore leaves. It's sort of been that succession plan that's been laid out. Now, if Dylan Raiola gets beat out by true freshman Will Mensel, then that's more on Dylan Raiola than it is on the fact that Oregon recruited a five-star quarterback who was able to beat him out in the first place. I think that Raiola will probably be the guy for a year, and that opportunity could parlay into him making a jump to the NFL, but he has another year of eligibility after that. So there will be a question of how long a guy like Mensel might have to wait. I think that in a program like Oregon with the track record of developing guys into NFL quarterbacks, he could be one of those guys that sees the vision and sticks around for a couple of years to develop if he needs to. Now, being a five-star guy, being number one quarterback in the country, comes with a lot of expectation and a lot of, you know, how good is he really type of talk that'll happen when he gets there. But I think that for a young guy like that, the opportunity to be there to compete and, you know, potentially be the guy in 2 years is certainly laid out for him.
What's the excuse me, what's the best spot you think for Kenyon Sadiq? I know Thieneman and Pregnon are going to be in this first round potentially. Thieneman's in attendance. I don't know if Pregnon is. I hadn't seen that, but I know Thieneman is in Pittsburgh for the draft. What is the best landing spot you think for Kenyon Sadiq?
I like the idea of Baltimore for him, you know, being a hyper-athletic tight end that, you know, could fit well into what they do offensively, playing with Lamar. I had seen that floated as a potential destination, and that would be really fun. Being a guy that, you know, went to a lot of Arizona Cardinals games when I was at Arizona State, not a Cardinals fan, grew up a more of a Seahawks guy, yeah. So don't get that twisted, but that would be cool. And then obviously seeing him on the Seahawks would obviously be a great addition for a team that already has some pass-catching weapons. But to add a guy of that athletic caliber late in the first round, if they can get him or might need to trade up for him or however it might work for Seattle, would be fun to see as well. But Kenyon is the real deal. And I think that, you know, for all the questions that might be out there about him and the where he's going to land, he fits the full athletic bill, and if he can get into the right situation, he could be a stud.
We got a spring game this weekend. What are some of your favorite storylines or things to be watching for down in Eugene this weekend?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be excited about for Oregon on both sides of the ball. They obviously return all four starters along the defensive line, which is insane. Those guys, you know, Mateo Uiagalelei, you know, the Tatum Tuioti and the guys inside, Bear Alexander and Amari Washington, those guys are going to be fun to watch. And the guys across from them are going to be something I'm going to have a keen eye on as well. In the Oregon offensive line, which, you know, who is going to be starting around Poncho this year with three starters headed off to the NFL? That's probably the biggest question facing this Oregon team, because they are stacked full of playmakers at the wide receiver position. They got Dante Moore back. They've got the two young running backs who are trying to be the best since, you know, LaMichael and D'Anthony or, you know, any of the other running back duos in the history of Oregon. But what does that offensive line look like? And can they consistently protect Dante? You're not really going to see that full bore in a spring game. That obviously is going to be much clearer come Boise State time in September, but the defensive side of the ball, that young secondary has a ton of talent. where do guys play, where do they fit all the pieces, and how do they get everybody on the field is something I'm curious about. So a lot of fun, positive storylines, but certainly, you know, we in the media love to focus on the negative. That offensive line is something I'm definitely going to be looking at.
What was the mushroom you said you just had tatted on your arm?
Morel mushroom, yes. The wild mushroom found Pacific Northwest, Midwest. Meaty, nutty, just a fantastic and unfortunately expensive mushroom.
I think you've given us a lot of drops just with that response right now. Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. It looks almost like a bit of like a bee honeycomb in a certain way. Like it's something you would see in the inside of a bee thing with a little stem on the bottom. Was there any significance about that mushroom in your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife, her family hails from the great Midwest, from Iowa. Her father grew up, you know, foraging morel mushrooms, but they also are native to the Pacific Northwest. They're popping up right now. You know, this is the season right now for them, and you can really only get them from like late March into June. They come after the spring rains, and they are truly. If you've never had them, if you've never tried a morel mushroom, they're at little farmers markets and everywhere else. The seasonality, the connection to nature, that sort of thing was definitely the inspiration for the tat.
Are you more likely to get a hand tat or a neck tat?
Oh, man. Definitely hand, for sure. Okay. If I'm going to go that route. I don't think I will do either. I think I'm going to fill out the forearm and the upper arm and call it good. Don't think I'm going to be a chest tat guy or a tramp stamp guy anytime soon, but certainly, you know, in the arm areas and possibly onto the shoulders. But we'll see how it plays out over these next few years.
You don't want to be the white guy with an Islander tattoo?
No, I don't think I'm gonna pull that.
Good call. That's a good call.
I will not be culturally appropriating onto the tattoo verse. For sure.
Are you a tipper of tattoos? Because I do, but I'm telling you, like, I appreciate a good tattoo artist. You're trusting them with a lot. I'm also like, can we just like give a? I feel really odd. Not that they don't deserve a tip. It just is a very odd, like, do I tip 15%? Do I do 20? Do I go above 20? Are they going to judge me if I go below 20? What is your tipping etiquette for tattoos? Last one for you.
Yeah, I will tip for sure. The way it worked out this time, I think, is a situation I like better where, you know, I put down the deposit and then I put down the other half of it. Mm. And the tip was 20% of the other half. It wasn't 20% of the entire cost of the tattoo. And I'm in line with that idea, especially with a smaller tattoo like this. Hard to tip a lot on a big one. For
all
sure.
Right. Well, good stuff. Ryan Clark, he's doing great work covering the Oregon Duck program. They land the number one quarterback in 2027. Catch him on the mean streets of Eugene this weekend, or with all the tattoos, maybe on a Harley soon, coming to a freeway near you. Ryan Clark on Twitter, at Ryan T. Clark, always a good friend of the program. Thanks for hopping on this morning. We always appreciate the insights, and yeah, have fun this weekend.
Absolutely. Feel better, Dirt, if you're listening.
Yeah, there we go. Ryan Clark, our good friend, near OregonLive.com. He's got a lot of good work up at OregonLive.com on your Oregon Ducks. All right, way against it. Back with one little note on this on 105.1 The Fan. All right, we loaded second hour, or third hour, I should say. We're already basically against it. So there's a super Diet Johnson here. Pour one out for Dirt. He's dealing with it on the couch today. Oh, Andy. Oh, Andy Johnson. Get
I hope
better.
He's still asleep.
No chance he's asleep. Is he laying down, blowing his nose, feeling like crap? Yeah.
That's right. I forget he has a 2-year-old, so yeah. He's not asleep right now.
I mean, unless he arranged daycare. By the way, update. Swag has text. He'll be back tomorrow.
Attaboy.
This is the end of your run. No more Brandon and Brandon.
Hey, one and done is better than none.
You know, we've been blessed on the radio with Mike and Mike. We thought we had a Brandon and Brandon going there for a while, and it's over.
Well, if Dirt keeps this up, then we might have another opportunity in the future.
Yeah, somebody asking or saying I'd never, they were surprised I'd never had a morel mushroom. I'm not really a mushroom guy.
Never been a mushroom guy.
The only time I eat mushroom is on pizza.
Yeah, I was talking.
But it's got to be baked like hell into
the cheese. I was
talking
to Jake about this yesterday. Like, I'm okay with mushrooms or olives on my pizza if it gets swallowed up by all the other flavors that I can't taste.
You give me a Supreme, I'm in.
Right.
That's the only time I dabble in mushrooms.
But I can't, like, I cannot it has to be buried so that I can't taste it and I can't feel it as I'm eating it.
I'm not satanic over here just taking chocolate teddy bears, you know, little chocolate bear gummies that are basically mushrooms. I'm not over here doing that. That's not in, I am not Patrick, not popping mushrooms, going to concerts here. The only time I'll dabble in mushroom is on a pizza. I'm not anti-mushroom. Like, you know, I don't actually don't like the taste that much. My wife loves them, but yeah. And I don't really know the names of the types of the mushrooms and whatnot. But, you know, that was a unique start by Ryan there. He's never really started an interview like that. Normally, it's like, good morning. And it was just like, I got tatted.
It's a hell of a morning.
All right, you're going for the sleeve. God bless you, man. We have a loaded third hour. I did not get to my note there because I went way too long with Ryan. So I apologize. Let's get to it in the third hour. The Ducks get the number one quarterback. We should have seen it coming. And also, when you get a player like this, is there a lot of stock that this is going to be different than all the others? We can discuss that. We had some surprising news in college football that we'll get to, and it's NFL draft day. So we'll talk about that as well. Loaded third hour, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.